What is the experience it was yesterday performing Salatul Istisqa, being part of a congregation of about 4,000 or 5,000? Now, usually when we gather the Eidgah grounds to perform the Eid Salah, it is a day of jubilation, happiness, people making dua, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum Eid Mubarak. However, this time round, everyone knew that this is different. This is a deep salah in the sense that it's not just a performance of salah, but it is a rendition of tawbah, is istighfar, and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really realizing that conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that it is our actions that have brought conditions upon us, and we have to make tawbah and repent and be remorseful and regret all that we have done and perpetrated so that we can once again enjoy the mercy and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yesterday, alhamdulillah, the Salatul Istisqa was performed at the Lanasia Eidgah site at around 6 a.m. in the morning. It was the Salah was performed by Mulana Sulaiman Choksi, senior who started Darul Uloom Zakaria. Mulana recited إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَ in the Salah, the first ruku in the first rakat and the second ruku, and understanding the meaning, it really had a profound impact, considering the caliber of the Imam and the beautiful way in which he rendered it, and also then realizing the messages that Allah is giving us. Gathering together in large numbers reminds us of the gathering of Qiyamah, that we will all have to gather on the day of Qiyamah, and that is the ultimate gathering where it will be decided whether we are from the As-Sabiqoon As-Sabiqoon, or from the Ashabul Yameen, or from the Ashab al-Shimal, that will we be from those who have gone ahead, or will we be from those on the right side, or on those on the left side. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in detail in Surah Waqiyah, outlines what is in store for each one of the groups, the bounties that the Sabiqeen will enjoy, as well as the people of the right side, and the punishment that awaits those from the people of the left side. So, gathering in these huge numbers reminds us of the gathering of Qiyamah, and also the khutbah, as well as the dua. What a heart-rendering experience, leaving there, one would naturally feel spiritually uplifted and motivated, knowing that it wasn't just a salah, but it was an opportunity to connect, to realize our shortcomings. The first step towards changing is always to admit the wrong that we have done, to admit that we have erred, and to admit that we have lost our way, and then to identify the sins that we are to change, to identify the sins that we've become so accustomed to then acknowledge that, and to make a firm resolution to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will never return to those sins ever again. So, looking at the situation, it's becoming more and more dire. Someone sent through pictures this morning of Victoria Falls, and from different angles, from the aerial pictures of the entire falls, the pictures from which, you know, the border crossing from Zambia to Zimbabwe, and all you see is just rocks and rocks and rocks. The entire falls, or the greater part of it, from these pictures seem to be dry, and it is really disheartening. We've been told that the water that comes to the falls start flowing almost 3 months before that in Congo, in the Congo River, and eventually 3 months later it reaches the falls. So the rain and the shortage started a long time ago, back in 3 months, back 3 months ago, and now the consequences coming down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. What we need to always reflect, Allah says, وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِي لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِي يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِي خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. Allah says that if we have to send down the sustenance, make it easy for you and grant you abundance, لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that man would become transgressive on earth. So we send down circumstances to test. So it is for us to respond. If we respond by making tawbah, by acknowledging our mistakes and undertaking to improve ourselves for the sake of Allah, then Allah will bring back the good conditions. But if we say that, or we're indifferent to this, or we think it is not going to affect us, or we say, no, it's a punishment and we don't bother about it and we don't change our conditions and it makes us go further away from the deen, then that is not going to help us in any way. May Allah give us the understanding. May Allah alleviate the plight. May Allah accept the Salatul Istisqa that was performed in Malaysia and all parts of the country. Remember that it does not end with the Salatul Istisqa now. We've done our bit and it's over. Now the rain must come. Yes, we must continue with our amal and continue improving ourselves so that the good actions can attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.